The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations is criticizing the province's management of checkpoints in the north. FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron says the province was quick to take over local checkpoints. But he says they're getting calls that officers are stopping northerners from traveling south to buy food. Beauval Mayor Nick Daigneau says he was told by the government that community members would be allowed to travel for groceries. The only grocery store in Beauval was closed due to COVID-19. Outbreaks have been declared in both Beauval and Lalache. Anyone who traveled through Beauval between April 12th and April 27th is being asked to self-monitor for symptoms of the virus. The Emergency Control Group of the Lac La Ronge Indian Band has issued guidelines for its members. The band says anyone returning from the Beauval and Lalache areas or who recently visited the Victoria Hospital in Prince Albert should immediately self-isolate for 14 days. The band is attempting to limit the spread of COVID-19 through community transmission. Coronavirus outbreaks have recently been declared in Beauval, Lalache, and at the Victoria Hospital in Prince Albert. Cameco has released the lists of nonprofit charities, town offices, and band offices that'll be receiving funding from its $1 million COVID-19 relief fund. The funds are being distributed to 67 organizations in 40 communities from Saskatoon to the far north. Organizations applied for up to $50,000. The Lac La Ronge Indian Band, the Black Lake Dene Suliné First Nation, and the Clearwater River Dene Nation are some of the First Nations approved for funding. Cameco says 581 applications were received. There's a number of ways the Saskatchewan Health Authority can release information during the pandemic. Well, that's according to the province's Information and Privacy Commissioner. In most cases, the SHA will not release community-specific information on the location of coronavirus infections. But Ron Kruzaniski notes, in other instances, the health authority is releasing this information, and it should in all cases.
So you can go as far as you wish in terms of identifying communities, identifying the types of meetings that might cause concern. And we've had examples of that, the meeting of the snowmobilers. The name Lalache has come up frequently in information right now.
During the pandemic, the SHA has lumped all of the Northern Administration District into one large region called Far North. Canada is pledging $850 million to an international effort to accelerate the search for a COVID-19 vaccine and for treatments for the illness. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke today to the Coronavirus Global Response Online Pledging Conference. He says all nations must share the successes against the COVID-19 pandemic.
We can't just have the wealthiest countries, the most successful scientific countries, have this success and not share it with the world, because we will not be safe until we're able to share it with the world.
Part of Canada's pledge will help fund Canadian research and development efforts. The Canada Energy Regulator says about 150 cubic meters of sweet crude oil spilled from a pump station near Herschel last week. According to a report, the majority of the leak occurred on company property, while some oil ended up on adjacent municipal land. Enbridge says no waterways have been affected and measures have been put in place to protect wildlife. The company says surface cleanup is underway and removal of contaminated soil will follow. All mandatory evacuation orders have been lifted in the Fort McMurray area. Last week, an ice jam caused flooding and forced about 13,000 people out of their homes. Residents just south of the city were allowed to return home Sunday evening. A final order was lifted as Fort McMurray marked the four-year anniversary of fires that led to an evacuation. RM officials are scheduled to give another update on the flooding this afternoon. A justice advocacy group rallied outside the federal prison in Mission, BC on Sunday. They're calling for the release of prisoners during the COVID-19 pandemic. Meenakshi Manho of Vancouver Prison Justice Day Committee says the goal is to allow inmates to self-isolate in a supported environment.
When I'm talking about releasing prisoners, I'm talking about releasing people so that they can safely self-quarantine, so they can receive supports in the community that ensure they don't harm people again. I'm not saying open the doors.
The BC government says 133 inmates and staff have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Mission Institution, making it the largest prison outbreak in Canada. Education advocates are calling on all provinces to be prepared for students' emotional needs whenever they return to school. Chris Markham of the Ontario Physical and Health Education Association says all jurisdictions need to strengthen the social-emotional learning component of their curriculums. He says that's so students can cope with the fallout of what they're dealing with during the pandemic.
At this point in time, maybe a shiny coin in all of this is how important all of those skills are to enabling kids to be resilient and for them to thrive in situations that are completely out of their control.
Markham says emotional learning involves teaching students better coping skills and resilience along with academics.